I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, our intern Mikey here, man, found himself in a very awkward situation with an ex at a pool party. This is beautiful.
Yeah, well, I happen to have found myself in another quandary over the weekend.
Not a quandary.
Yeah, I found myself in a quandary.
Okay.
It wasn't your ex. It was your...
It was not my ex. It was my lady's ex. Mm-hmm. So... me and the old lady had, we go to Milledgeville over the weekend.
Oh, Milledgeville. That's all. Milledgeville's a good time, by the way.
Bragger.
Oh, you're telling me.
You stay at the hedonism there?
Oh, yeah. Went to the mental asylum. So we go to the pool. You guys know the pool. Just about the nearest thing to heaven here on earth. It's a beautiful time always.
I said heard of it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You get your drinks, whatever. You get your pot if you're Abby. You have a good time. You're sitting there by the pool. We're at the pool. We're with her roommate as well.
Now, is this a hotel pool or is this a resort pool?
This is an apartment pool, but it's like a real nice one, like a little compound surrounded by stuff. They got volleyball. They got it all. So we're sitting there having a good time. Then something bad happens. The two girls, my lady and her roommate, start doing the little squirm thing.
The squirm thing?
The squirm.
Like they're uncomfortable, familiar. Like something's making them uncomfortable.
Whenever the squirm happens, I'm about to find something out that I don't want to know. Okay. You know the squirm. Their tone goes up like to an octave that I can't even imagine. And they just do these weird little like body flailing things.
So you can feel the tension.
Yeah. You sense the squirm when it goes off. And so she decides to tell me. I point up at these two guys dancing, and she says, "That's my ex-boyfriend." Now, I've heard tales of this fella.
This is your girlfriend's ex-boyfriend.
That's correct.
Got it.
So I've heard some tales. I don't want to know a lot.
I don't need to know nothing.
Leave me out of it. Act like it never happened. But I'm seeing this guy dancing over there. Immediately, I want to just be filled with jealousy and like feel threatened and everything. I got to watching this guy. I said, "This guy's a cornball." There's absolutely nothing to be jealous of. This guy's a complete cornball.
Did you start to disrespect your current girlfriend for even dating a guy like that?
That thought
popped
in.
That's why you don't want to know.
The old cabeza. Yeah, I was like, "Oh no, is her judgment awful?" Is that me now? Is that me, this guy dancing?
Now you should have said, "Oh my God."
I did. I said,
You upgraded with me in a huge way.
Well, then I started questioning myself. I said, "Uh-oh, this guy dancing over there, he's, I don't know.
Maybe it's me.
Is that her type?" he's dancing, you know, getting after it. And it's the worst kind. First of all, he has the speaker just blasting, which, like, you're at a public pool. Everyone has their own speaker. They're trying to listen to their own music. Yeah. This guy he thinks he's the DJ for the whole party. And that's just, like, so obnoxious. But the worst part is that he's dancing like he's, like, the center of attention. Like, he's really performing this song on stage. And that's what hurt the most.
Do you think it's like, I've been watching a lot of like Planet Earth and lately, and those male birds that dance for the attention of the female birds. Yes.
That's exactly
you think
what
he spotted
like.
Her and he's like just getting his mating dance on for her?
He was peacocking.
Yeah. Absolutely. But he was, it gets worse. He started playing these subliminal songs. So he played... The one that we caught on to was I Just Killed My Ex. Who's that one by?
SZA. Oh, yeah.
I Just Killed My Ex.
So he's subtly.
Subtle, dude. That's like a death threat.
I know. It started getting sketchy. But I don't know. He was playing songs about guns and exes mostly. So, but then the unexpected happens. Apparently, this fellow's a SoundCloud rapper.
No.
I knew none of this. I didn't want to know any of this. I just found myself in this spot of knowing.
Mo, you want to explain what a Please. SoundCloud rapper is?
Typically, it's an aspiring artist who more than likely is not very good and won't go far in the business.
I think you hit the nail on the head. It was awful, but here's the problem. It was a song that he had written for her while they were together about a fantasy breakup or something. It was like, oh, it was terrible. You should have heard the words. What was the one line? There was one just terrible, like, when you left, my fire turned to ice or something like that. So that's just painful to hear. But here's the thing. Here's the thing is that this was like a pivotal moment because whenever they said like, oh, this song he wrote for me, there was two possible things. Number one, the song's terrible, whatever, and he's probably a crazy person for playing that at a public pool. Or number two, the song rips, and he's about to steal my lady. Now, I ended up winning this tug of war because there was another line that said, I can't play the victim, I'm the perpetrator.
What the hell?
What are you writing, poetry?
So you're not feeling disrespected at this moment, even though her ex is playing the song he wrote for her.
No, I really didn't. I thought I'd care a lot more than I did. It was all fun and games. That's hilarious.
I thought you were going to say, like, his music was how much he loved her and was playing that, knowing you were around the party.
Yeah, well, it was like a fantasy breakup song, which why do you even write that in the first place? It was a bizarre experience. I don't know. This fella's off his rocker, I think.
Don't disrespect his art.
Oh, no. He's a real artist. True artist, this guy.
Trash. The true artists live on SoundCloud. Yeah. It's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.